would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hey there, everybody. John Forward here for St. John Forward Radio. And I've really got to figure out why that intro says it's 2 minutes long. It's still playing, but there's no sound. So I don't know what's going on with that stinking MP3. I also can't hear myself in the earphones, so we're off. Oh, there we go. We've got it turned up a little bit. I can hear myself just like you can hear me now. Anyway, we're here. If you're listening live, it is 9:01 p.m. here in St. John, New Brunswick, and the show is recorded live at local FM in St. John, 107.3. If you're hearing this after the fact on the podcast, then thanks anyway. But as I said in my live video, the live performance is where it's at. You're hearing it in the moment so that he can go into work tomorrow, and all that water cooler chat about St. John Forward Radio. You don't want to be left out. You don't want people dropping spoilers on you, man. Oh, stop talking about St. John Forward Radio. I'm not going to get to hear it until Wednesday when it drops on johnforward.com and podbean.com, which reminds me, I keep forgetting to slip this in. I've been meaning to do it for weeks. Last time, I slipped it into the podcast. Just so you're aware, if you download this podcast on the internets from the Podbean page, or maybe you're super high tech and you've got the automatic subscription through iTunes or whatever podcast player you're using, there something might go funny with that. It's not going to be for this episode. I might wait an extra week. I'll give another announcement next week, so that's three in a row, so you're well prepared. If you download the show and it goes automatically, like it does for me, the episodes are hosted on my Podbean page, which is htothec.podbean.com, which is the old leftover from the H to the C podcast that I never did quite get around to stop paying for it, so that's still going, but this show isn't H to the C anymore. There's the occasional H to the C classic, which, since I'm by myself tonight, we might hear a longer than usual one of those, but it'll be a good one. I was just playing around with the settings on the Podbean, and it turns out I have the option of changing the website. So I was thinking instead of htothec.podbean, I was going to change it to johnforward.podbean, but this might wreak havoc on you subscribers. There's not many of you, because, to be honest, the show doesn't get a whole lot of downloads, but that's okay. I just assume that there's thousands of people listening to it live, and you don't need to get it. But my guess, based on the numbers that come out, the lowest we've had is 6, I think. And I'm one of the subscribers, so I think there may be 5 people who have this thing automatically downloaded to their computers or their phones or their iPods or their what have yous. If all of a sudden St. John Forward Radio has disappeared from your life, you'll probably be thinking, you might not notice, and depends on what kind of a podcast regiment you have. You might think in a couple of months, like, hey, it's been a long time since I've heard a new episode of St. John Forward Radio. Oh, yeah. John reminded me multiple times that he was changing the website and it might cause problems. So you just need to re-find it and look for it. I don't know what's going to happen because I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. I'm going to see if it makes any difference on mine. The first time I change it, I'll see if it automatically downloads to my phone. If that doesn't work, I'm going to search for St. John Forward Radio in my podcasting app, see if I can find it there. It should come up. If I can't find it there, I know something went weird with iTunes, so I'll have to figure out how to relink the iTunes with the Podbean feed, but that's what's going to happen. I'm still going to post them on Facebook every Wednesday. I'm going to try to keep to the Wednesday schedule just for some consistency instead of... because it doesn't take much time to edit this thing. The radio station automatically records it. After the show's done, before I even leave here tonight, I will have the entire episode on a USB, and I just need to trim off the edges, and... I give it a little bit of a fine tuning. I normalize it a little bit just to keep the voice levels consistent, because I tend to mumble sometimes, and sometimes the guests kind of veer off the mic and the sound levels vary a little bit. So the podcast version is cleaned up a little bit, but it doesn't take much time. But what had been happening for a little while is I'd forget all about it. And then I'd see Mark Splood's podcast, The Spludcast, come up on my Facebook, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to put up St. John Forward Radio. And then we end up competing with each other. There's only so many things that people can look at on Facebook at one time, and I don't want to compete with The Spludcast. He's got more listeners than I do. Speaking of The Spludcast, you're not listening to this if you heard the plug, because... my dear friend Mark Splood, I forget which episode it was on, but he did plug this show, but he said the wrong time. 8 p.m., that's not when the show starts, Mark. It starts at 9 till 10 p.m. Atlantic time. So I expect a full retraction and an apology on the next Spludcast, but it's no big deal. We're not gonna start a new comedy beef. I don't want to have a beef. Mark Splood is a good friend of mine in comedy and in life. You should listen to his podcast. It's on SoundCloud. It's called The Spludcast. You can get that on iTunes too. I suggested that he link it up with the iTunes so that I could listen to it on my phone, because kind of difficult to listen to a 3-hour podcast all at once on my computer when it doesn't keep your place on where you left off. So that's much more convenient for me. So if you are manually downloading this each time, I would recommend that you use iTunes or some sort of other. I use Downcast on my phone. I think it costs $1.99, but it's better than the built-in podcast system that they have, and it'll just check for updates and it will download the episode automatically. You can tell it to throw it away when you're done listening to it, or you can keep it forever. It's up to you, but the options are unlimited. Anyway, speaking of beefs, we had my most famous comedy beefer, Shane Ogden, was here last week on St. John Forward Radio. That beef is no longer an issue. We resolved that months ago, but that's definitely my most prominent beef. And this is some things that I had been working through in my therapy sessions. Just seems to be a lot of conflicts, but at least coming through therapy, and I haven't really gotten into this with the new one yet because I've only been there once, but a lot of these things that I was kind of feeling like, oh man, there's kind of a common denominator and it's me. It just turns out that there's a lot of lunatics that are involved with stand-up comedy, myself included. I'm not calling anybody out or making illusions. I'm no perfect person. There's lots of strong personalities around. And you know, we've got big mouths, myself included. In my act, if you want to call it, I fancy myself a storyteller, comedian. I tell stories mostly about myself, and they're pretty much true. If I think of a funnier lie to put in there, then I'll do that. And that's just I'm an open book. I like to talk about myself, and I interact with other people sometimes, and I do comedy. So sometimes those people are comedians, and things happen, things are said where I'm just talking about myself and I happen to have run into another person, or I've had an interaction with another person and I mention it. My intention is not to call out anybody most of the time. Mostly just talking about my own experience of the situation that I found myself in, and I was feeling good after the Shane Ogden episode last week. We talked about the beefing a little bit and how we resolved it because we're grown-ups, and it was really contentious. Both of us back and forth. Again, Shane, and again, he's probably got the Shane version of this story where I've done things that I shouldn't have done, but, you know, I'm an egomaniac and I focus on myself. So, you know, Shane Ogden said some very unkind things with me. It was a reaction. He's a little bit of a reactionary, so if he interprets something as a slight, he kind of goes in on attack mode, which I've been there myself, and that's fine. But Shane and I had actual reason to be upset with each other for a long time, but we keep running into each other, and we're all part of team comedy, and we're grown-ups, and we talk through it, and I'm probably going to get mad at Shane again at some point, and Shane's probably going to get mad at me at some point, but we have an open dialogue now, so we are willing to lay that all to bed. And even if not, like, I can get along with Shane, we can hang out. I wouldn't consider myself like a close friend of Shane. I've got nothing against the guy, but we're not like calling each other up and hanging out on the weekends, and I don't like go to family dinner with him and his kids or anything, but we're comedians and we work together. We can come on my show and we can have a good time on the radio show, or he just did my R-Bar show. I'm gonna have him at O'Leary's in March, and I'm doing Chuckles again in June, and at the very least establishing a good working relationship. And I was thinking, Shane and I, again, the most prominent beef in the scene. It's the most long going, and we're cool, at least for now. But I strongly believe that if we're ever at a point where we become uncool again, it'll probably be short-lived. Like, you know, unless he, like, murders my wife or something. I might not forgive that. But, you know, I know what I'm dealing with now. If Shane says something I don't like, I'm going to probably chalk it up to just Shane being Shane, and we'll talk it out. And I was feeling good about that, and we talked about giving peace a chance at the end, and I was kind of hoping that anybody else in the comedy scene that's in any kind of a beef, or maybe, what, I'm not just talking to the comedians, if you're having a beef in your real life with a person, at least try to work it out. Like, there's nothing to be gained from being upset with anybody. So, as the most prominent people that are mad at each other in the comedy scene, I thought that we would be the example. So, other people out there that are disagreeing, or they've drawn lines in the sand, and I'm not talking to that person, or this person's not allowed to do my show, or I'm gonna hang out in the hallway instead of going in the green room if we're on a show together. It's just stupid and childish, and there's no need for it. Even if there was a need for it, there's no need for it to continue. At least unless both people are just awful and not willing to do anything. So I was feeling good about it. I've still got a couple of ongoing issues with people. There's one that a long time ago I decided to just stop trying because this particular person is kind of one of those people that even if you resolve it, they're going to take something that you said the wrong way, and they are perpetually the victim. And while at the same time being really aggressively jerkish to other people, which I don't understand. So that person's been in the don't bother pile for a long time. There's another person that had a bit of a beef with, which, again, I am not even 100% sure. Like, I know when it started, but the why is still a little bit hazy. This started with a a blog post that you can read on johnforward.com. It was, what day was that? That was May 3rd, 2016. It's called Premature Headline Ulation, which kind of sparked off a bit of a rift in the comedy community. Again, I'm just telling my story. I had a headline gig last year at the Delta that didn't go well, and I told the whole story from conception to completion. And two sentences in it, I will quote, I said, and again, I'm talking about putting the show together and figuring out which comedians are going to be on it. This is a quote from word for word. I'm reading it right off the website right now. One person he approached, he being the guy that was putting together the show, one person he approached to open for me was offended to be even asked. This comedian is, quote, bigger than I am. And the response wasn't a huge surprise. But it's hard not to take something like that personally. Again, not really. I didn't identify the person. My intention wasn't like this. And like even it never even occurred to me that the person would read that. But if they did, I didn't think it would be. Like, worst case scenario, I thought maybe it would be, the other person might be a little bit embarrassed, because that's kind of, you know, if you're trying to be a comedian, especially around here when there's limited opportunities, if somebody asks you to do a show that you don't want to do, then just say no thank you, or I'm not available, or anything, but I'm offended you even asked me is a bit confusing, and especially this was somebody that I thought was a friend of mine. But anyway, I put it in there, and I said this person said something, and it kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. Moving on, that was to be the end of it. But this person went on the got very aggressive with me and basically the whole St. John comedy scene on Facebook in the comments section for this thing. Yeah, if you want to, you can probably look that up on my Facebook. I think it's a public post from May 2016. Get your scrollings in. And things quickly got out of hand. And that day, I sent a message to this person like, hey, this is kind of going a little bit crazy. I don't know how this happened. We've always been cool before. Does this really need to continue? And this person sent me a big, long F you, John Forward message, and I said, well, okay then. And I blocked that person just because I didn't want to see them coming up on my feed, and I didn't want my stuff coming up in theirs. And that was that. There was some other minor brushes that happened in the meantime, but whatever. So after the Shane Ogden podcast on Monday, I think on Tuesday or maybe it was Wednesday last week, I was like, you know, let's take my own advice and give peace a chance. And, again, I unblocked this person so that I could send them a quick message. Hey, you interested in working things out? And again, there was another, not just a no or a ignore the message, just a big long F you, John Forward, here's why I hate you. And I don't know, I'm a little bit disappointed, but it's a bit of a relief. I tried my best, and it looks like that's not salvageable, but at this point I know that that I'm not the problem, because I tried everything I could. I don't understand why that person is mad at me, but if they are, I'd be open to having a conversation. I'll own up to any misdeeds on my end that we can, but not going to happen, I guess. So whatever, that person doesn't live around here and I rarely need to see them. I wish it was less awkward when I did see them, but it is what it is. Another one for the don't even bother pile. And anyway, we're almost 20 minutes into the show, and I've been talking quite a bit, so let's take a break, and we'll, I don't know what, or what are we going to do? I don't know. I'll figure out something to talk about. I've got about a 7.5 minute song for me to work this through. So let's start with Secret Sciences by the Devin Townsend Project on St. John Forward Radio.
We'll be right back. 90.3 FM CFMH, your campus and community radio station in St. John and surrounding areas.
And we are back on St. John Forward Radio on local FM in St. John, New Brunswick. We're live every Monday from 9 to 10 p.m. I normally have a guest, but I'm in here flying solo, and that 20-minute long rant at the top of the show just goes to show you I can fill time with the best of them. Maybe nobody is listening to this anymore because you're tired of hearing me being boring, but anyway, that's what was going on with Comedy Beefs. There's still some ongoing ones that that I'm not happy with where they're at right now. There's a person who books a show in KV that I don't even have any specific issue with them, but they've had sketchy dealings with friends of mine, and I guess the biggest thing I've had is that I was friends with other people that have been more vocally against this person, and I don't know. I even before any of that happened, I tried to reach out to this person. They didn't want to talk about it. I think the problem in the comedy scene with people getting fighting is between the people that are willing to be grown-ups and have conversations, and between the people that just like to bury their head in the sand and pretend like nothing's going on. Because all the people that that I've had issues with, there's before anything really blew up, I think there must have been some kind of simmering resentment of some sort going on, and then just something like, for example, a blog post would just be an excuse to make everything boil over, so that, you know, the people that are combative like this, they usually don't throw the first punch, and if it takes too long for an actual punch to come their way, they'll just wait for something that looks like a punch, or at least, I don't know, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but yeah, so the person in KV is kind of an offshoot of these other two people, so I'm not really sure what's going on with that. Other people have tried to patch that up with no luck, so I'm just kind of a wait and see. I make myself available. I went to one of this person's shows and just sat in the audience just to be there. Just, I don't know, just in case, if somebody wants to say hello or shake a hand or have a conversation, then I'm all for it. I don't want to push it too hard, especially considering that other people have tried and failed, so I don't know. There is but you know, not getting along with somebody is a different thing than actively excluding people, which that's kind of what the annoyance is. Like the person I was talking about before, when I go to their town, I am not allowed to do that person's show, which, fine, they're allowed to do that, but again, the balance of what came from my end compared to what came from this other person's end, and I'm willing to look past the things that they did, I don't see what the fuss is. You're depriving your poor audience of some sweet John Forward stand-up comedy. And that's a shame for everybody, to all these other people. But I'll have to admit there is one person. I'm not going to name names that I've kind of taken the exclusionary path with. This person did one of my shows and it was fine. And then this person had a bit of a very confusing, I think alcohol was probably a factor, kind of aggressive exchange with me privately on Facebook Messenger. And they apologized for that at one point, but then the same person showed up at a show and kind of ruined the show. Not really, it's the R bar, it's part of the fun, but you know, this person got offended by a joke and was very loudly heckling and getting really loud and obnoxious. Again, probably alcohol was a factor. And almost got into a fight with a couple of my friends. So that kind of behavior makes me reluctant to want to book this person on a show. But still, like, aggressive drunken Facebook exchange privately, I didn't like it, but okay, people have bad days. Freak out during a show and heckling other comedians and almost getting into fights with friends of mine. Again, not something I'm a huge fan of, but, you know, we have bad days and this person's got stuff going on in their life probably that I'm not even aware of. And then, I don't know, there was a bit of a third strike. There was a conversation on the St. John Comedy Clique, I don't know how to say that, on that's a group on Facebook. Somebody was asking about, like, being offended by jokes and kind of what the appropriate response to being offended is, and this person was chiming in, and I felt maybe it was unnecessary, but I wanted to say, like, person X, the way that you reacted to being offended to a joke at my show was way out of line. Yeah, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to say. I did say their name, but I thought that was better than just passively aggressively saying, like, oh, well, at one of my shows this one time, somebody did this, when I knew that person was heavily active in the conversation, so that would have been weird. So I said the name just so it didn't look like I was trying to be passive aggressive. But anyway, that led to a more public litany of messages making threats against me and whatever. And again, alcohol's probably a factor. And so that person I haven't really been talking to since then. They've asked for spots on the show, and I kind of ignored them because, you know, the relationship is able to be salvaged, but I don't know this person well enough to take a kind of shortcut where they can send me a message on Facebook saying, you know, we have differences, you agree, you think something and I think something, but screw it. How about doing a show? That, especially after months and months of, like, screw you, and then realizing that there isn't a whole lot of other options in St. John for a new comedian than to go through me, and then to come crawling back and be like, I don't know what I need, but something, it's probably doable. I kind of felt bad. This person did the same thing that I did, showing up at that other show on KV just to make myself available. Maybe that person listens to the show and they're thinking, oh, well, John Forward had a beef with a guy that runs shows, and he just went to the show to be nice and see what happened. Maybe this person's doing the same thing with me. He was at the R Bar. I don't think he threw some money in the bucket, which was appreciated. There wasn't really much of an exchange. I feel like in the spirit of giving peace a chance, maybe I should have tried to have that conversation and work things out. So that's a failure on my part. Maybe I should talk to that person. That person, if you're listening to this, you know who you are. Maybe you could come on this show and we can work it out publicly, because what's the point of having an interaction without an audience? But anyway, so that's all going on. And there's other people that, you know, there's so many different comedians in this province, and all of them have different styles. I don't like all of them as people. That's fine. I don't like all people as people, and comedians are people, so there's going to be a certain percentage of people that I'm not a huge fan of. Doesn't mean we can't work together. I don't care if we're friends or not. You don't need to kiss my butt to get on a show. I would appreciate not being threatened drunkenly on Facebook. That's kind of a plus in the John Forward allowing you to be on a show column, not aggressively threatening me. Yeah, that's probably a good one to avoid. Tip for new comedians. But even if you do, let's have a chat about it. I'm a reasonable person. I'll give it a try. And, you know, maybe I'm not satisfied with how that conversation goes and it doesn't resolve, but I'm willing to try. And so, like I said, there's people I'm not a huge fan of, but I can get along with people. I can be in the same room with people. I can be on the same show with people. I can put people even on my show. I don't have to like them. I don't have to like their comedy. And that's fine, because I don't like most stand-up comedy. And anybody that's a real comedy fan probably doesn't like most stand-up comedy, because there's so many different ways to go about it. And, I don't know, there is no one comedian that everybody likes. And, again, I don't care. There's some people I don't like their material or how they do things, but... You know, if they make an audience laugh, then that's a success. They don't need to make me laugh. I don't care. I'm putting on a show. And some of those people that I don't like, maybe they'll get better if I keep giving them opportunities. So I'm not going to ever cut somebody off because I don't like them as a comedian. Or if I've just got some vague personal problem with them. I've got one person who I had a bit of a personal problem with that person's probably not even aware that we ever had a problem, and just on my own volition I've gotten over it. That person's been on my shows and not a problem. We get along fine now. I'm willing to look past it because, you know, time heals all wounds. And I don't know. My throat's getting dry, so I'm going to play another song, and I'm going to play a new POS song, Wearing a Bear, from his new album, Chill Dummy. And then after that, we're going to have an H to the C classic. This is a special one. The name MC Crosswalk has been floating around in the John Forward universe, and... This H to the C classic is, it doesn't give the whole story. MC Crosswalk goes back many years, but this is an episode called The Rise and Fall of MC Crosswalk, so I hope you enjoy it. But first, let's hear some POS, and I get a text message from May saying that there's static of some sort. I don't know if it's her problem or mine. I keep saying 648-5925 if anybody wants to call in. Oh, somebody's calling my telephone. Hello? It is, and we're on the air. You sent me a message that you wanted to call me like 4 hours ago.
Are you on the air right now?
Yeah.
Can everybody hear me?
I don't think so, because it's through my cell phone. Why don't you, let me, I was just about to play a song. Do you want to, call in for real after the song, or do you want to talk privately?
No, I need to talk privately.
All right, well, I will give you this person, nobody can hear them. Anyway, I will, I'll call you back after the show. All right?
Bye.
Bye. All right, anyway, ignore that. Let's play the song now.
Yeah. If that's P, let me hear you say,
Hot dog!
Yeah, hey, beat, street sweep, spring clean, beat feet, running through the next thing, dead or wintering, talking to these mutant teams, splintering, making sure the foot won't win again, default. Fine. Everything's cool, the demeanor of a bomb pop. Chillin' in a pool with a bomb pop. Trippin' on his four-finger jewels, I don't give a fuck. Least about the shit that's buggin' you, ayy. Watch the news, then realize not to. Then theorizing about who exactly do I gotta kill. Just jokes, y'all, I'm pacifist, my anarchist. National distraction, tryna break my will. Got me strolling in the infinite, fear of getting into it. Hashtag black lives, some of y'all indifferent. Some of y'all don't give a shit, some of y'all don't fuck with it. Some of y'all thought racism was over cause the president was black. Smack dab in the middle of the smack and dab renaissance. In the lab trying to change the ambiance. Our ambience, keep the ambulance handy. Beep the battle stance, champ. Your boy ain't candy, but you got some, then skittle up my tiger mitt. In the spot wearing a bear, I am reppin' it. Punch it in your Googler, check Merriam-Webster. I'ma hit the road trying to hang with Tiny Professor and Hard R. And pull cards on these lame nards. Trying to catch a Garfield, eat, sleep, break jar. Looking like a fist fight, smile like a brake light. Eyes all crumbly, words not fit right. Trip the memes, flip the memes, tryna spit the plan. Hammer in the right, hella snacks in the other hand. Trouble in the duffel sack, menace in the trench. Couple struggles in the way back, running from the lynch man. Handle that, cataracts peel, 2020 future. Yeah, scalpel, suture, new guts locked in. Powder in the abdomen, thanks for the
bitch. 7 year itchy with a bag full of bull filling ding dong ditzy. Couple dollars in a full tank shifty. Manoush Amarondi and Roman Mars is with me. Yeah, whipping, bending the corners up. Ah. Fifth gearing, flip fist in the.
Okay,
yeah, whipping, bending the corners up. Cup holder full of warm flat soda, but the passenger is ice cold, pushing down pressure. When I dial, get a hashtag, ain't shit better. Ah! Hashtag RIP POS.
Hi there, we're H to the C, and as a service to you, our listeners, we have some splaining to do.
This content, the content that you're listening to right now, John and I have lovingly dubbed Extrasode.
For bonus, one-off things, or things that don't fit into the usual format of the show, and this is going to be one of them.
These might not make sense to you if you haven't listened to the regular show, so why don't you go back and do that? These extrasodes are just masturbatory,
but gloriously so.
Previously on H to the C.
What we're doing tonight is going to a local bar called Bowties.
I'm picturing a lot of untucked shirts.
Here's my prediction. A lot of sad old fucks. A lot of sad old East Side St. John fuckers.
If there's karaoke, are you going to participate?
No. No, sir, I am not.
No?
No. Okay, so let's set up the premise right now that when we arrived, there was a karaoke contest going on.
Top prize, what was it, $100 or $1,000?
No, $1,000. One G large, son. The story is karaoke. The theme of the night is
from the
karaoke.
Japanese word, karaoke.
Within 5 minutes of that announcement, I wrote another note. John is in.
That's right. I can't let the title of Karaoke King be unopposed or opposed.
John performed his best to date rendition of Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot, and it was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's from the heart, and it's for the kids. And I'm just glad that I could bring a little bit of urban flavor to the proceedings tonight.
So what started out as a friendly game of let's enter karaoke contest turned into John, May, and Laura all progressing into the next round.
That $1,000 is in the bag. I can't help but speak the truth every time I'm on the mic, and that is why I'm a karaoke champion. 9 o'clock on Friday is when round two happens, and that should we say what songs we're doing?
Well, mine's a secret, so I'm not going to say.
Okay, Maze is a secret, and we'll say mine's a secret too.
Okay, I like that. I like secrets.
I might cede my spot in the contest to an old friend of the show.
Crosswalk.
And I was supposed to be in the next round, but I bribed Crazy Kathy and Joe and gave up my spot to give it up. MC Crosswalk. Yo, what's up, motherfuckers? Back in the house. What's up, Josiah?
Not much, sir. How are you?
So, y'all motherfuckers just heard me killing it with LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out. I know, it feels good to be back, motherfuckers. Music is my life, motherfucker. That tonight is my employment, that is my way of life. Don't you be hating. Next round, May 18th, motherfuckers. I think I'm going to keep on riding this sweet crosswalk wave instead of tossing it back to my homeboy, John. Fuck you, John. I'm going to get that $1,000.
And now on H to the C. Intruder alert. Intruder alert. Intruder alert. My apologies, Mr. Crosswalk. Proceed.
Yo, yo, MC Crosswalk, testing the sound. Testing the sound, testing the sound. This is how we go down. Testing the motherfucking sound. There ain't nobody here listening in the other room. This is MC Crosswalk. Just left Bow Ties, Lounge Motherfuckers, Round 3 Karaoke Contest. Can't believe I came out of retirement for this motherfucking bullshit. Worked my ass off up on that stage. Stage presence, charisma. Motherfuckers, I knew that song. Shit. Eliminated. As soon as I heard the news, I thought for sure, motherfuckers, I laid that motherfucking track down. Those motherfuckers, they put me on third. 9:15, motherfuckers, that's too early for MC Crosswalk. Yo, I'm a headliner. $1,000 prize. They pulled me out of retirement for this. I was supposed to be up in my undisclosed location until 2015. But H to the C motherfuckers bringing MC Crosswalk out of retirement. I didn't know that it was a $1,000 prize at first. I thought it was 10 G's because I don't get out of bed for four figures, motherfucker. But I was already awake out of my slumber, my hip-hop hibernation. I'm out. $1,000. Easy in the bag, $1,000 is what it would cost to find some more scientists to put me back into my cryogenic chamber so I can continue to learn and grow as an artist through the tubes they put into my brain. But motherfuckers, Bowties Lounge, prejudice motherfuckers, they can't handle the beats, they can't handle the rhymes. They can't handle the man, and that is me, motherfuckers. Bowties Lounge, judges, motherfuckers. Some old motherfucking man with a mustache looks like a motherfucker would kidnap a woman, rape that bitch, and impregnate her just so he can molest the baby, motherfucker. This other old bitch with a cane can't even stand up on her own two feet, judging me, motherfuckers. And then there's some other blonde bitch trying to look like she's about 25, but she's probably 20 years more than that, motherfucker. Motherfucker can't handle the MC Crosswalk bringing it down. I'm in a dark place, yo. Eliminated from Bowties Round 3. Don't move on to the final round next Sunday, 3 p.m. Shit, yo. I don't know, motherfuckers. I'm a professional karaoke contest, motherfucker. Should have been in the bag. Jesus Christ, motherfuckers. MC Crosswalk getting dissed up in this bitch. The only motherfucking prescription for this pain that I'm feeling right now on the inside is a motherfucking strikeout to represent my strikeout tonight at the Bowties Lounge, motherfuckers. Striking out at the karaoke contest, motherfuckers. So I'm gonna strike out here. I broke into H to the C Studios to lay this shit down, motherfuckers. I'm gonna do a strikeout. For y'all out there who don't know what a strikeout is, I'm gonna take a big fucking rip off this motherfucking bong. I'm gonna have a motherfucking, while the smoke is in my lungs, motherfuckers. I'm gonna take this motherfucking shot of Knob Creek bourbon, motherfuckers. And then before I even blow out the smoke and after the shot, I'm gonna chug this motherfucking beer, motherfuckers. And that's how you do a strikeout. So, here goes, motherfucker. Oh.
motherfuckers. Motherfucking strikeout, that shit. Motherfucking strikeout shit is crazy, motherfuckers. My world just got turned upside down, motherfuckers. Shit. I'm gonna pull motherfucking hardcore logo this bitch, motherfuckers. You got enough H to the C? You got enough of the MC crosswalk? You pull me out of retirement for this shit, motherfuckers, or how do you like this?
Wanna kick some biography about a hardcore rapper MC motherfucking me. Yeah, that's right, I'm the one that you heard of. And don't fuck around or it's murder, murder, murder. And I'm like that fake bitch I rule. You better brace yourself or I catch you, fool. I'm from the streets, I'm a Boston cat. Anyone stepping up is in for a nap. Shit, it's gonna be forever. You can doubt all you want, but don't you never say never. So I'ma break it down like this, just in case motherfuckers, they still wanna diss. I got no beef if you follow regulations. Failure to comply may result in strangulation. If you act like a bitch, I'ma treat you like a bitch. In your future, I foresee your face be connected with my fist. I'm representing the gangsters. I'm representing the hoes. I'm representing the people. And everybody should know. I'm representing my homeboy. I'm representing my foes. I'm representing forever. Until I die, I suppose. Double ass walk. If you're all in my face, you know you will get shot. Cause that's how it works in the fucking hood. I should kick your ass, we both know I could. There's nothing better than a gun in my hand. You can dodge a fist, but when it comes to bullets, I don't think you can. I love the feeling of the blood on my face. And not just the feeling, nothing beats the taste. An extreme case, and you probably shouldn't worry. Except maybe about bad rhymes that are coming at you in a flurry. I'm the one that your bitch adored, but you best watch out for my lyrical sword. It slices through you just like butter, even quicker than a fuck your mother. If you don't hate, you won't feel my wrath. The microphone plus me equals mad skills. It's just math.
I'm representing the gangsters.
I'm representing the hoes. I'm representing the people. And everybody should know. I'm representing my homeboy.
Right, motherfuckers, MC Crosswalk up in this bitch, representing the 506, reaching for my hip to unload my motherfucking clip. MC Crosswalk for life. Peace.
And there we have it. A little bit of MC Crosswalk backstory for you. Unfortunately, MC Crosswalk is no longer with us. I forgot that the MC Crosswalk song was at the end of that, so there's a little taste of some MC Crosswalk. He will be missed. Don't judge me for the self-plagiarism. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But We're almost to the end of the show, and I can't believe it. I was planning on complaining about work this whole episode, because I've been having a real bad time for the last week and a half, but no time to get into that. That'll probably come into the therapy update on next week's show, because I'm going back to my new therapist next Monday, and I've moved past the comedy beefs. It is what it is. I'm ready to move on from that in my life. So the next piece of the puzzle that I need to resolve is poor old John at his day job, because it's not going well, and I'm not sure how much more of it I can take. But anyway, if you want to know about comedy shows, I'm going to tell you. We've got a show coming up this Friday at O'Leary's, No Jokes Bar Deluxe. Headliner Jimmy McKinley, he's been all over doing stuff lately. He did that CBC LOL radio show that was in town, and he's doing all sorts of stuff. He's a great dude. He was actually gonna call in tonight, but Jimmy's not feeling well, so our thoughts and prayers are with him. Hopefully he's back, not coughing up a lung on Friday. February 3rd, I think, at O'Leary's. We've also got Arif Hussein hosting. I'll be doing a set. We've got Eric Payne coming down from PEI. And my third person, I had a cancellation. And I think just breaking news, Mark Splude will be taking the Troy Haynes spot this Friday at O'Leary's, announcing it here. So 1 minute left in the show. Let's close out with some mindless self-indulgence. Two hookers and an eight ball. We'll be back next Monday, 9 to 10, local FM 107.3 or localfm.ca, or on Wednesday on the Podbean page, but it's linked on johnforward.com, so you can go through there. Representing the 506. I'm out. We'll be right back.